Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. And since this project started, I've been following folks in the rural school district of Stockbridge. It's a small district and doesn't have a lot of financial resources, but it's known for solid academic performance. Over the last year, money in the district has gotten really tight, and the district is getting ready for big changes. That's what Carl Heydrich tells me as he takes me around the middle school. I'm getting a tour of Stockbridge Middle School.
Here we go.
Last year, Heydrich was principal of the high school. Now he's the district superintendent. The transition was a big event for this small district, but that's nothing compared to what's coming.
Unfortunately, it came to this.
Heydrich says next year the middle school will be shut down. Now there are 8th graders working in the hall.
Dinosaurs extinction.
Next year's 8th graders will be in classrooms at the high school.
But if we didn't make those changes, we'd go into deficit and we'd be one of those 50-plus districts filing a state deficit elimination plan.
Closing a school is a tough decision. But for Stockbridge, it was a fairly obvious one. It was clearly the only way the district could save a lot of money.
Look at this trend line here. It looks like we're losing about $500,000 in the last 2 years, so that's going to continue.
That's $500,000 out of their cash reserves. And it's not that the district is a big spender or is poorly managed. It's just population loss.
This is basic math, and it's simply per student state aid. And if we have less students in our district, we get less money.
That's per pupil funding in a nutshell. Over the past 10 years, people have moved away for a lot of reasons. Heydrich easily rattles off.
Unemployment, housing market, commuting
and
costs.
And birth rate projections make it look like the smaller population is here to stay for a while. One of the few ways schools can add money to their budgets is to attract more kids through schools of choice. But the rural geography of Stockbridge makes that unlikely, no matter how good an education they could provide.
We have no guarantee of us being a school of choice district in the future, at least a large volume of students. We're the furthest out.
That's the rub for the district. As the finances get tighter in Stockbridge and the student population shrinks, the schools are getting better. Compared to a decade ago, they have more programs, better test scores, and have attracted talented new staff. Heydrich says by getting out in front of any financial problems and closing the middle school, the district will stay that way.
We got to take care of our students, and we can't wait on the state. There's no guarantee of increased funding in the future. So we have to take care of our own. We have to keep those resources in the classroom, and we're going to figure it out.
Heydrich says the district needs to cut around $500,000, and closing the middle school can do that. There are some utility savings from shutting the building down, about $2,500 a month. But that's a drop in the bucket. It would take around 3 months of those savings to make up for one student moving out of the district. In education, real savings come by getting rid of people. When the middle school closes, Heydrich says the district will need fewer bus drivers, administrators, teachers, cafeteria workers, and janitors. Down the road at the Village Coffee Shop, people are chatting and working. These are taxpayers that the school board is thinking about asking for some more money. The board might float a bond to redo the existing buildings to accommodate the middle school grades and add technology. Chris Young is one of these taxpayers. He's angry the state doesn't support schools more, but says he's willing to do his part.
You have to take care of your house, so to speak, or it will fall down around you. This is a sleeper community. No one's coming to Stockbridge, so you have to have people that are committed to, you know, putting their kids first, and I see a lot of that go on.
Young says if the district does come asking for money, he'll vote yes. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.